Welcome to the Mission Yearbook for Prayer and Study of the Presbyterian Church USA. The stories for the 2010 Mission Yearbook were collected around John chapter 7, verse 38. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Each yearbook story bears witness to the abundant possibilities of the church because of the living water within its people.
The Mission Yearbook entry for Friday, November 26th, from Savannah Presbytery, is read for you by Betsy Ensign George. On its southeastern border, Savannah Presbytery is blessed with a beautiful example of creation, tidal marsh and the Atlantic Ocean. Fully one-third of the Atlantic Coast's marshes are found on the coastal plains of Georgia. This land and the people who are part of its history provide inspiration and awe at God's wondrous creation. Each summer, the Presbytery's Christian Education Committee holds Kayak Adventure Camp, which takes a small group of young people and adults on an ecological adventure, exploring Sapelo Island, kayaking through marshes and ocean, and interacting with the Geechee inhabitants of the island. The campers find the grace of God first by seeing it in creation by kayaking in tidal rivers, studying loggerhead turtles in their nests, and visiting the University of Georgia Marine Extension and taking a geology walk with its education outreach coordinator. Second, the campers spend time with the Geechees, an African-American population in the low country of South Carolina and Georgia. There they hear yarns spun by a storyteller, make sweet grass baskets, and eat at local restaurants. Through their experiences, the campers learn to appreciate cultural differences among people. The goal of kayak camp is for participants to experience a unique coastal setting, meet interesting people, and take away an experience that will affect them in their lives. By learning an appreciation for ecology and cultural diversity, they also learn how to live in a way that honors God, the world, and its people. Savannah Presbytery's 41 churches and two new church developments are home to 6,165 members. Let us join in prayer for Presbytery staff, Reverend Greg Garris, Interim Executive Presbyter, Elder Russell Gladding, Stated Clerk, Reverend Lou Ellen Hartley, Staff Associate for Christian Education, Lynn Garris, Staff Associate for Laity and Coordinator for the MK Pentecost Ecology Fund Committee, Tavia Harrison, Office Administrator, Liz Richardson, Financial Secretary, and PCUSA General Assembly Staff, Ann Thomas, Presbyterian Publishing Corporation, Crit Thomas, Presbyterian Foundation. Let us pray. Gracious God, who made the seas and all that is in them, we thank you for your good creation and the beauty that surrounds us. May we be opened by your creation to see your grace and be filled in such a way that unites us more intimately with you and others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The daily lectionary readings are Psalm 84, 148, 25, and 40, Zechariah 14, 1 through 11, Romans 15, 7 through 13, and Luke 19, 28 through 40.
The instrumental selections are played by John Brown, David Gambrell, and Mike Schroeder. The Mission Yearbook for Prayer and Study is published by Witherspoon Press, produced by members of the Mission Interpretation Team, and available through Presbyterian Distribution Service. The audio version of the 2010 Yearbook is read by volunteers and produced by Creative Services of the Presbyterian Church USA.